this is definitely not, does not go with that title of Butterfinger. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so now we go to clip 47. Okay, it says Bill Bennett Arm. Let's see if that turns out to be true.
All the labels are displaced by one.
Yeah.
Okay. The number displaced by increases as you go up.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So anyway, 47, according to me, is, my notes here, is supposed to be AMF ag. So let's see what we've got here. Okay, Versatron, that was the name of the AMF number. So this indeed is a promotional film from the company that made the...
Versatron, AMF Versatile Automatic Transfer Machine, represents a new generation in the evolution of automatic transfer, positioning, and handling equipment. Designed to eliminate the need for costly single-purpose automation, Versatran can load,
this thing,
unload, and operate a wide variety of production machines.
That was industrial,
it can be moved
package,
from application
really
to application,
sealed up,
and
it had its own air conditioner,
to do new jobs.
And all
it has
sealed,
the capability of
and
operating
conventional
hand tools, such as spray guns,
two
power tools,
reel-to-reel funny tape
drives. Requiring continuous
and
armament.
So the way you did this was that you led the arm through the motions that you wanted it to make, and then it wound the tape, and it recorded from one to the other or something, so you then had two copies of this tape. And then it had logic so that it would play one tape,
derived,
and the arm would go through its design
words,
sequence,
and
then while that tape rewinds, it would play the other tape. And so therefore, the line would just sit there
and measuring 27 by 45
whatever
inches.
Sequence it was supposed
it
to do.
It occupies only 8.5 square feet of floor space.
This
two
box
types of
is
control
right
systems
left
are available,
this is a
point
box,
to point,
and you can,
which
you can
has capacity
see
for a great many
tapes,
straightforward transfer operations. And
we
when the application
shortly, we got
it,
when we got our,
it
had a thing like that,
several different
sort of
arm speeds during the program,
then we just
and a great many individual positions
and
within
and
a program.
And re-interfaced the whole arm to electronic drivers. So.
With 240 degrees
this,
of swing, 30 inches
the
up
the original
down
thing
movement,
was,
and 30 inches in and out, Versatran's operational area covers 60 cubic feet of space.
For,
the control console
a lot of
for continuous path
involved,
seen at the left.
Houses
the twin tape transport
six phase. Yeah, here we go with the tapes.
To program Versatran,
and
the arm
basically,
is led through an
it actually worked pretty
using
well
the joystick,
as a master
which is easily moved in
the
direction
in
of arm travel desired.
But it
up
was very
or
unsuited
down
to computers. It didn't translate a nice signal that you could get
in
out of a
or, out
or something into a command. So you pretty much
preset
had to jump the whole
functions
thing.
Functions are programmed by a pistol grip switch.
Yeah, it had a little
0 to 180 degrees wrist
thing.
Sweep, left or right.
The thing, and
0 to 180
this,
degrees
this
rotation clockwise
had,
or counterclockwise.
Strain gauges and stuff, and so you could use that to guide the arm around as you wanted. And so that's more of that, and that's more of that. Okay, so that was the Versatran. Okay, again.